Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to AGL, everyday energy solutions for your business.
Roger Montgomery talks the stock market here every Tuesday evening. He's done it all year. He's with us now. Hello, Roger. How are you?
G'day, Ross. I'm very, very well. I wish we'd kept track of all our calls over the year, so we know how we would have done.
Yes, that's a very good thing.
We might do that next year.
That's not a bad idea. What do you think, if we're looking around the place, of all the sort of popular stocks around the place that we've talked about?
When you say popular, do you mean the ones that we like or the ones that everybody knows?
Everybody knows as well, I think, all of those things.
They're all terrible at the moment.
That's right. What do you think some of the stocks are that have done best on the market this year?
Well, it's all relative, okay? So nationalists, the banks obviously have had a tough time because of the changes to their capital base as a result of the Murray Financial System Inquiry.
Yes.
But the banks, relatively speaking, if you factor in the dividends, haven't gone down as much from the start of the year.
Yes.
They have from their highs as some of the others. So BHP's gone down a lot.
A lot.
Obviously, Woolies has done badly.
I'll pull up for you here. Okay, yep. So the Commonwealth Bank shares this year, over the past year, up by 2.7%.
That's
the one-year return.
Yep.
The overall stock market return over the past year has barely kept up with inflation, up 1.5%.
Yeah, after today and yesterday, it's about 1.5%. Can I give myself a bit of a plug, because I don't normally?
Well, go on. Yeah,
Roger. The Montgomery Fund's done about 17.5% this year against that market return of 1.5%.
Yeah, right. So you've avoided the BHP shares, which are down
35%. Of course we have. Well, everyone knows what we've avoided, because we've talked about it here on the program.
That's true. So you've avoided Santos, which is down 51%. All of the oil shares.
The oil price will stay low for a long, long time, I suspect.
Woolworths shares down 19%.
And that's going to get worse before it gets better.
Okay. On the flip side, the Commonwealth Bank, as I said, up by 2.7%.
Yeah, strangely, it was up a lot more than that.
One that you have spoken about, it's not a shoot the lights out return, but it's interesting. Medibank Private, the float, always said was long-term, not a bad punt, up by 6.5%, which frankly is probably about how much their premiums are going to increase this year as well.
That's probably fair enough.
So
I think their prospects are very, very bright, actually. I think the technology, as I said to you previously when we were earlier in the year, their ability to actually engage with their members in order to bring down their claims costs. So about a third of their costs come from something like 3% of their members. So if they can get those members wearing Fitbits and all those sorts of devices that track their health and then submit that back to doctors, then it's going to keep those people out of hospital, which will lower the claims expense for
Medibank. So you're going to feel, is it something like Medibank Private, a bit like NIB, which is also listed, that these are reasonable long-term punts, you reckon?
I think insurance, it's a privacy issue, and I think that's a bigger issue. How much of our health information do we want to share with insurers? Because as a result of more health information being shared, I think claims will go down for insurers and they'll make more money.
Okay, I want to go to a few stocks. Telstra, of course, another popular stock, down 0.7% over the past year.
Yeah, and remember, its share price today is lower than where it was 15 years ago.
That's right.
So it's going nowhere. Its profit's unchanged for the last decade, too.
Let's take people to a few that they might not have picked up, because, again, you've hated the airlines, but Qantas up 61% this year.
It's been incredible.
Shot the lights out, right?
Yeah, but it'll come back down again, don't worry. Mark my words.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's an airline. Yeah. It's an airline, so they simply don't charge enough. They don't charge enough for their airfares to replace their planes.
Okay, let's go a few more. But Blackmore's up 486%.
Yeah, that's been a good one.
And also Bellamy's up 700%.
Yeah, watch out, though. That's too far, too quick.
Too far, too quick. Roger Montgomery, always been great with his time here on Money News this year. And, Roger, we really appreciate it. You have a great Christmas and New
Year. Thanks, Ross. You too. Merry Christmas.
There you go. We'll do it all again tomorrow night here on Money News.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.